Welcome to Integrate This, your go-to EdTech podcast where curiosity meets classroom innovation. Join your hosts, David Berner and Jeremy Mikla, as we explore the rapidly evolving world of educational technology. From game-changing tools to insightful conversations with today's top EdTech voices, we're here to help educators stay informed, inspired, and ready to innovate. So tune in, level up, and let's integrate this.
Hey, welcome to the Integrate This podcast. We are certainly glad that you're able to join us again here for another edition of kind of what the things that we've been working on this summer. You know, David and I have kind of shared some great interviews, I think, with other educators and other well-known ed tech enthusiasts. And we decided to put one together here today because we've both been busy the last week or so with planning and pulling off our own regional ed tech conferences for educators in the areas where we are. And so today's episode is a bit of a recap of that and a bit of highlighting some of the great things that are taking place. And I think some things that educators have stuff to look forward to for this upcoming school year, which it's hard to believe that when this will air in mid-August, that teachers are only a matter of maybe 2 weeks before they go back to their workshops and maybe 3 weeks before students are actually in their classroom. So,
It's a fun time for us too, like you and I, because we see each other like once a week on the podcast, but then we actually like get to hang out in person for a couple days during that this week of conferences, other than ISTE typically, but I didn't go this year. So
I mean, like even in June we got together in St. Cloud and did a presentation on AI literacy there, which we were able to redo, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But kind of like, David, let me ask you here first, and I'll let you kick it off here. So your conference that you host is called EdTech Connect, and it occurred on Thursday, as we record this, that would have been last week. So tell me a little bit about kind of your conference. Why do you have it?
Yeah, so we actually started the process of getting this conference together because we actually have another conference that we do. And I think this is our 19th year doing that conference, which is called IT Squared. And that one was going on like well before I had my position with the SWWC. But the main, I would say, main audience for that is typically like tech directors, tech coordinators and stuff. Not that there's still a bunch of stuff that's there for administrators. We always bring on really great keynotes there too. And then we have kind of this like track of ed tech sessions, or, you know, that are more maybe geared towards tech integrationists or teachers and things like that. And we've always had that, but it's kind of a small portion of the larger set of breakout sessions. And so a couple years ago, I was talking to my supervisor, Josh Sumption, and then also you and I talked too, because you guys had already been doing ECMEC for a while, and that one is more along the lines of what we started with EdTech Connect. So it was good to be able to talk to you about that too at the time, and kind of what are you guys doing, and you know, how could we approach this conference and everything. So we started last year was our first year, and we hosted it in at the Worthington Public Schools, which two of our tech integrationists, Ashley and Megan, are at full-time, and they assist that district. And so it was a great opportunity for us to work with them and to host it at that site. And then this year, the second year doing it, we hosted it at Worthington again, and it's been a great partnership doing that. We just really wanted to have kind of the opposite, right, of what our IT Squared conference was. Being it's mostly geared towards tech coordinators and everything, we really wanted to then kind of flip that and have a conference that was geared towards the teachers that we work with and the tech integrationists in our region that we work with and spend time with, and then extend that outward too as well to others that would be willing to make the drive over there as you did. And you made a 4-hour drive to join us and do some sessions. So, so that's our why. And then obviously right before that, right? We drove 3 hours to come see you in Mora for ECMEC. So why don't you talk about why do you do ECMEC?
Yeah, so this conference was actually the 12th year. We call it the Lake ECMEC Conference. There is no such lake as a Lake ECMEC. That'd be really weird if there was. But we just kind of decided, and again, this was a little bit before I was in the position that I am now, but it was when I was in the classroom, and I've kind of played a helping role for the first several years of the conference. And then when I took over this position, it was a well-oiled machine, right? But the reason why it began and the reason why we still do it as a regional ed tech conference is because we find that it's just a great way, I think, to get out before teachers as they are, you know, winding down their summers, but before they get back to workshops, to share with them some of the latest ed tech trends, tips, or tools, whatever it happens to be, and that they can use those then to help start them to plan for the upcoming school year. You know, we want it to be a conference that's really by teachers and for teachers. You know, we put out an all call to try to get presenters that come from the region in Minnesota where we're located. And we do get several that offer up their services. And then we're really fortunate enough, I think you and I, because of the partnerships that we've made, can rely upon each other in our little networks to bring in some other presenters. So really thankful for you and Megan and Kyle and Ashley that did make the drive over to Mora, Minnesota this year. And I also think that, you know, it's also a great opportunity that educators don't always get to connect with other educators outside of their own buildings and districts. And so it provides that networking opportunity that I think teachers also really, really appreciate having the opportunity to connect with people who are like-minded, you know? Yeah. And so that's kind of our why behind the why we still do it. And we'll continue to do it. We're looking forward to heading back to Mora again next year for version 13 of the Lake ECMEC conference. Yeah. I think that lake just makes people think that they're still in summer. So.
Right. And it's
a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a good atmosphere too. Like it's, you know, I think both of our conferences, there's a lot of great people to have conversations with. And I think that it's pretty clear that from the conversations that I had at your conference and ours, there's a lot of appreciative teachers that are glad that these events take place and that they're able to come and get some of the things that they need to help them through their year. So, can you give us a little bit of an overview of the day this year, like what took place and who were the Ignite speakers that you had? And that it's kind of a unique thing that you do with the Ignite speakers too. So,
yeah. So this was I wish I could take credit for this idea as well, but we began doing this before I also came to ECMEC. One of the things that we'll do every other year is have what we call Ignite speakers rather than your traditional keynote that you might have at a conference. So Ignite speakers, instead of presenting, say, like a 45, 50 minute keynote address, we take three educators that come from our member districts, that come from diverse backgrounds. We try to mix it up, whether, have someone be an elementary teacher, someone that maybe is in an administrative role, a high school role, so that we're getting three diverse speakers, right? But they all are going to share a 10 to 12, 15 minute presentation that shares kind of their passion that they have when it comes towards education. And I think that really came out this year with the presenters that we had, the three of them. The first Ignite speaker that we had, her name was Gina Osmus. Gina is a relatively new administrator. This will actually be this upcoming school year, her first year in the role of high school principal at East Central High School. She's been a year or two as an assistant principal dean of students and spent several years in the science classroom. And she gave just kind of a great message about the importance of relationships and creating relationships and using that as the the springboard launching pad into finding ways to have success with students. So it wasn't even really technology themed, and we don't necessarily say that they have to be. It's just, you know, people want to hear a message that's going to fire you up before you start the next school year. And I think that one really took care of that. The second one that we had was Ashley Nelson. She's a family and consumer science teacher. And I've known her for a long time. Her first teaching job was in Malacca when I was still there. So she was an easy one to reach out to and connect with, because I've seen what a great teacher that she is. And she shared a message about her passion for thrifting and how that is environmentally sustainable, and to be conscious about some of those decisions that you make as a teacher to help sustain things environmentally. And the third one was Pete Ballmer. He was from Mora, or is from Mora, and is a fifth, sixth grade STEM teacher that does a lot of work with students in, you know, building their technology skills and coding and things like that. And so I think it was a great way for us to begin our day. From there, we move into breakout sessions, and that's where things got really, really busy. I know I presented in three of the four breakouts that we had during the day, and I presented on topics like, I do one every year that's a What's New Google presentation, where I share with teachers kind of some of the latest Google updates to the workspace tools that they all use. Then I did another one on the use of Snorkel. A big shout out to John Laban from Snorkel, who was a guest on our episode a couple episodes ago, right? And then I know you and I did one. We'll talk about that one, you know, a bit later, but it was just which meant if I'm presenting so many sessions, I don't get to attend as many, right? But I would say the trend in our conference, there was a lot of sessions on AI and AI tools. Which is, I think, great. It's really helpful, especially for a lot of our educators that are getting used to this idea of the AI presence. And the other thing that we always try to make sure that we include in Minnesota to get your continuing education and for your relicensure, there are different topics that you have to attend sessions on every 3 or 4 years whenever our licenses come due. And so we offered we'll add sessions that help people meet those relicensure areas. So we definitely had those as well. So, and then I should also highlight the one other part of the day that David participated in this year, which was great. We've had a demo slam that has taken place each year at the conference as well. And a demo slam is where you get 2 to 3 minutes to present a tool or an application to the entire conference attendance group. And so typically we've done one person, one tool for 2 to 3 minutes. But this year we decided to switch it up a little bit. I invited David to integrate this demo slam, where we each presented three in kind of an alternating format. And then, you know, we determined by applause who the winner was. And I, you know, to cut to the chase, it was both. We both did a really good job, I think, presenting our tools, and the audience thought that, and it was too hard to determine a winner this year. It sounds like a cop out, but they were all really good.
Yeah, it was a tie, right?
It was a tie.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun to be a part of the event and talk with some of the folks. Like you mentioned, Gina, I got a chance to talk with her as well during my session. And yeah, it was really great. So
yeah. So in your conference, again, there's some similarities, some differences there. But why don't you describe what your day was like for us?
Yeah. So we had we kind of kicked things off with our keynote, and we invited a keynote this year. Last year I did it, which was, interesting as good. It was nice to have Steve Ball come from, he works at Winona State University. And he's got a number of different accolades, really great guy to talk to. We actually had him keynote at our IT Squared conference, I think about 3 years ago. And so we've maintained that connection, and it's been nice to have him come down. And he was actually on our podcast too. We interviewed Steve a while back, and released that episode, prior to all the conference, stuff going down. So, and Steve talked a lot about his keynote was digital literacy in 2030. And he kind of talked about like understanding the changes that have taken place just like with literacy over time. And then talking about the impacts of AI and digital technologies on literacy, how that shift has happened. And then what do students need now? There are certain needs like data literacy and digital literacy. And it's about looking at what's emerging for the future for students, including AI. And then he talked a bit about digital literacy and global and cultural literacy as well. And it was a good way to kick things off. And then we went right into our breakout sessions. And we had a really wide range of breakout sessions, I would say. We had a number of AI sessions, AI tools, and things that AI more broadly. And then it was nice too. Steve did, I think, 3 breakout sessions on feedback, did one on accessibility digital accessibility that you and I attended as well. And so he spent a lot of time with our attendees after the keynote, doing one also on improving professional development as well. And so then we were able to coordinate with at SWWC, we have a bunch of different departments. We're a fairly large organization. So we have like our teaching and learning and mental health departments and special education and all of that. So it was nice. We were able to coordinate with them to offer some continuing ed credits as well, similar to what you do at Lake ECMEC. And so providing those sessions to folks that needed some of those credits, and then being able to, you know, pair that with the sessions that we offered throughout the day. I know that you did a number of sessions too, one on the What's New Google one that you've worked on for a while now and continue to update, creating custom AI chatbots. And then the one that we did together, which was on AI literacy as well. I did a session on AI guidance, just the stuff that, and this is a one that I did at Lake ECMEC as well, but one that kind of details what we did, what the process was that we worked through for our region with helping schools tackle AI guidance, all the different pieces that go into that, and how does that tie into like MDE's guiding principles. And so we had a lot to offer, and we had some really great sessions throughout the day, and was very, very pleased with, you know, what we offered and heard a lot of great feedback just talking to folks during the event. So, you and I presented on AI literacy. This was our third time doing it, right? Because we did it at St. Cloud.
Second and third times.
Yeah. Yep. Second and third in 1 week. Yep.
Yep. So, which is good. It's kind of like, you know, when you're in the classroom and you have two or three of the same rep. Yeah. And by the second or third time you do it, it's a lot better than the first. And that's no different than presenting a breakout session. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you had mentioned to me too, that like you were really impressed. I know with both conferences, the folks that attended our sessions were super engaged in the content and really trying to understand it. And that was really encouraging just from the fact that we had so many teachers in both sessions. And mm-hmm. I think it was very clear to me as well, like teachers they really, really want to understand generative AI and AI literacy. And like, what are the things that we should be doing, or at least if we're not like doing them, you know, I know there's a lot that goes into it. At least we're starting to have conversations around it. And that was encouraging.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, like I, And it feeds into kind of one of the main points that we make in the session that we do. But, you know, teachers really want to make sure that with their approach to Gen AI, that they are definitely bringing it before their students in ways that are safe, ways that are ethical, and ways that are effective. And, you know, that C framework, which we borrow heavily from AI for Education, and when we get a chance to bring Amanda Bickerstaff on our show, you know, I think she'll touch on some of that as well. But and I think that's just it's a key thing. And I think it's an important message for teachers to hear. And, you know, like you say, start those conversations, but also realize that, hey, we're all in this same kind of struggle together, you know, that it's going to bring changes, which brings challenges. But I think, like, you know, like you said about the engagement, boy, we've got teachers that are ready to embrace that and take that head on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anybody, just in the sessions and the conversations that we've had, like, I don't really get the impression that anybody's sitting there with their heads in the sand or anything like that. I think people are really trying, you know, they're trying to understand it, wrap their heads around it.
And I think acknowledge, you know, some of the drawbacks and the limitations of it, but don't use that as an excuse not to find ways to bring it effectively into their practice. Well, thank you for joining us here for this Integrate This conference recap edition. And we look forward to having you back again for our next episode. Have a great rest of the summer, whatever days you have left.
Thanks for listening to Integrate This. Want to take your learning further? Head over to our YouTube channel for quick tutorials, deep dives, and more EdTech tips you can use right away. Don't forget to subscribe and catch new podcast episodes every Thursday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep integrating this.